The magical pencil restored beauty. Every woman dreams of always being young and attractive, to give love and be loved. Every woman strives for this, but not all are satisfied with themselves. Constant suffering and torment from feeling deprived by God in some ways, unable to be happy or find their soulmate. This is what almost every woman experiences. Seeing how these beautiful beings torment themselves, the mentor of the spiritual egregor contacted the great priests of ancient Egypt and received a mystical ceremony. By going through it, a woman gains secret knowledge of feminine magic. Listen to the unusual story of the transformation of a disciple from our school. Since childhood, I have suffered from an inferiority complex. I wanted to have a family, but no one even looked at me because I was very unattractive. The left side of my face was disfigured by a huge red birthmark. My body had several large and small scars from burns and injuries. I was afraid of people and angry at the world. But fate smiled upon me, and by a happy chance, I went through an ancient sacred ceremony where the tutor of the great egregor passed on to me the secret knowledge of feminine magic. After making two strokes with a magical pencil given to me by the mentor, I felt streams of energy flowing through my legs, arms, and face. Suddenly, I felt the wrinkles on my face start to smooth out. In the area of the birthmark, I also felt intense heat. Several colors began to appear before me. I saw the image of a beautiful woman, and some incredible inner sensation told me that this beautiful woman was actually me. I was in a blissful state when the mentor approached and placed a talisman on me. With its first touch, I looked at my old image with horror, as if it was another person. With this extraordinary talisman, I was able to feel the true beauty of my nature. After the seminar, I found a job at an elite modeling agency. My confidence in my attractiveness grew daily. Within 3 months, I became Miss Charm. My financial situation also significantly improved. Now, as a sign of my deep respect and admiration, I hold monthly charity events, helping underprivileged women with children and the elderly.